Hello there, this is Xander underscore 01 off of Twitter, or Alex off of real life. Hello, this is my fifth audio boo, I think, or sixth, or something like that. I haven't really done many. But I thought, hey-ho, I'm bored. Let's do an audio boo. So I'm going to talk about a few things. Mainly, my iPhone. My new iPhone. Well, to be fair, I didn't have an old iPhone, so this is my only iPhone. Given to me kindly by my boo, my beau, even. But I'm having a few problems with it, because it's changed to Pay and Go now, because I'm on Pay and Go. And whenever I don't have any credit, I always keep getting this, like, WAP message thing come up every 10 seconds, if that, every 5 seconds. And it is so annoying, because it just renders my phone as useless, basically. I can't do anything, I can't text, I can't call. It's actually quite lucky I'm recording this audio boo as we speak, or as I speak. As you listen with your ears poised to the ceiling. Or if you're outside to the sky. Does the sky have a limit? I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, I keep getting this WAP message saying you need at least 17 pence to, you know, access WAP, and it's like, I don't want to access WAP, I just want to make a text, I just want to call someone, you know, I don't want to go on the internet, I don't want to connect to Wi-Fi, and it's just so annoying, because even when you turn Wi-Fi off, it still does it, you get this message, and I've gone on forums online, I'm going on to the O2 forums, actually. And there are a lot of people having the same problem. And it's nice to know in these sort of situations that you're not alone, that you can vent all your anger out on O2, because you know it's not your fault, it's their fault. Because if this is happening with other people's phones, and a lot of people, by the sound of it, then, you know, it's not my problem. It's O2's problem. They should sort it out. And some of the dates that these comments go back to is quite scary, really, because it's like, well, if they haven't done anything by now, are they actually going to do anything? So I might tweet them about that. I might tweet O2 and say, oi, oi, what's this message I keep getting on my iPhone? Although last time I tweeted them with a problem I had, they were very helpful, and they said, oh, you know, give us... This was about Blue Book, because Blue Book is absolutely shite. They said, oh yeah, give us your phone number, and we'll sort it all out. Didn't hear from them. I did it. My Blue Book is still crap. So, I've given up with Blue Book, so, I'm relying on my iPhone's memory, purely. So yeah, that's kind of, really, peed me off a bit, really, because you can't do anything. And it's just so annoying, really. You just have to turn your phone off. It's the best thing you can do. And like, I'm a person who gets quite stressed about stuff. And in this heat, outside, getting that constant message is just not healthy. So yeah, I'm currently doing some acting as well. On another note, we're doing a vampire film. There was another film we were supposed to be doing, but I think it's been put on hold. I don't know. It was a comedy. I probably want to recast. But we're doing a vampire film, and that's going quite well. It's going okay, actually. We're going to reshoot some of the scenes tomorrow evening. So I will have to find what I was wearing. And because I haven't seen any of the photographs, I don't actually know what I was wearing, so that should be fun. Continuity. FTW. Filming, and not been writing so much lately, sort of just been keeping it at a minimum, and resting. After this bloody, well, strong heat, it's just a nightmare, isn't it? Never mind, it will get cooler. It's cooler than a stiff breeze up your left trouser leg. Okay, well, that's about it. My little rant at O2 and the heat and just life in general, because I'm a ranter or a ranter. So yeah, keep tweeting and ciao beans. Manifesto.